This is St. Louis Public Radio. Final exams are underway this week at Missouri University of Science and Technology in Rolla. Students are stressed, and some may find it hard to cope. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports, a group of women from a church in Rolla are trying to help with words of encouragement and hugs.
So you know, you're totally doing me proud, man.
I appreciate it.
Heck yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Moms, we believe in you.
Carrie Miller is one of five women standing outside the library at Missouri S&T, shouting words of encouragement to students as they walk by, giving high fives and hugs. They are here once a month. Miller says every time they come out, there are touching and beautiful moments.
A girl just crushed in my arms, crying because she failed a test. And I said, girl, don't worry. There's going to be another one, and I believe in you. She just bawled, broke down in my arms. And I know that that's what I'm here for, is to reassure them that there's going to be another test, there's going to be another class, it's going to be okay.
They are known as the Rolla Mom Huggers. Tracy DeVault started the group. She teaches speech at S&T and regularly sees students struggling with the pressures of college life. She thought she and the women from her church could make a difference.
Because they're far away from home, sometimes for the very first time, and sometimes you just need your mom, even if it's not your mom.
DeVault says they give that bit of support that students may need, whether they know it or not. She says that lines up with the mission of the Vineyard Church in Rolla, where she and her other hugger moms attend. Marie Allen is the interim pastor there. She says supporting the students is part of her congregation's outreach efforts to spread love.
I mean, that's really what I think society in general and for sure individuals need these days is just love without an agenda. And these college kids, they're part of our community and they're so important to us, and we know that there's so much pressure here at the university.
Some of the students pass by and smile and nod. Some give the moms a high five. Some take up the offer of a hug.
This is my first year, so first semester being away from home, so it's been rough.
One of the students on this cold December day who took a hug was Laura Wetzel, a freshman from St. Louis.
I have three choir performances this week. It's very stressful, so it's helpful to de-stress.
And a hug can do that for you?
Yeah. It just brings happiness. Like, it makes me smile.
Wetzel says she didn't even know how much she needed a hug until she took one from one of the moms. Patty Fleck is the director of counseling services at Missouri S&T. She and her counselors see many students who are wrestling with stress and pressure. She says it's hard to say how much help a hug from a stranger can assist a student who is struggling, but she says it definitely helps.
But if you think about the impact of microaggressions and how that can accumulate over time, those random acts of kindness, or even more importantly, intentional acts of kindness and civility and support can really, really make a difference.
Fleck says stress and pressure can lead to students dropping out of school, abusing drugs and alcohol, and in severe cases, suicide. Tracy DeVault says the Rolla Mom Huggers have heard of all of these things happening, and they hope they can help, one hug and one kind word at a time.
Hearing that somebody cares about you, I don't see how that couldn't make an impact. And if we save one person, that's enough for me.
The Rolla Mom Huggers plan to continue their support of the students. They'll be back in January and once a month, every month during the school year. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.